Prophecy Comes Alive by Douglas S. Winnell, read by Dylan King. Deutschland, Deutschland über alles. While world attention has focused on the civil war in Ukraine, the armed struggle between Israelis and Hamas in Gaza, the declaration of an Islamic caliphate in Syria, Iraq, and the expansive actions of China in the South China Sea, prophetically significant events are occurring in Europe. Much attention has been focused on Scotland, which has shaken the complacency of England and the other regions of the United Kingdom. Centuries-old relationships among the English-speaking Europeans are being challenged as never before. Meanwhile, quietly, almost out of the headlines, Germany is essentially taking control of the European continent and asserting itself as the dominant force within the European Union, just as ancient Bible prophecies have long foretold. In the years just ahead, these events will change not only Europe, but also the Middle East, and indeed the entire world. You need to understand why this is happening and where these events will lead. Germans take leading roles. The European Union was originally conceived as a mechanism for tying Germany into Europe and reining in Germany's historic tendencies toward aggression. The French saw themselves as a wise French rider on the strong German horse, who together would determine the future of Europe. However, the European financial crisis and Germany's robust economy combined to thrust the financially prosperous Germans, with money to lend to her indebted neighbors, into the dominant position within the EU. As an Irish politician has commented, quote, "The German horse has thrown the French rider and headed to Berlin," end quote. Recent events have shown that the marriage of convenience between France and Germany appears to be over. Quote, "With Britain drifting away and France on the floor, Germany, however unwilling, is forced to take up the leading role across the board," end quote, in Europe. That's The Times, July 6, 2014. Today, Germans are taking over the EU and Europe. Martin Schulz, a German politician and an advocate of closer cooperation among European nations, is currently serving his second term as president of the European Parliament. Schulz would like to make the EU stronger militarily and less dependent upon the USA. The Secretary General of the European Parliament is another German politician, Klaus Well, who has used his role to modernize the functions of the parliamentary body. The new chief of staff for Jean-Claude Juncker, the incoming head of the European Commission, is Martin Selmayr, quote, "a German lawyer who masterminded Juncker's election campaign, set to be the real force behind Juncker," end of quote. The Times, July 6, 2014. Selmayr, a former lobbyist, quote, "is incredibly clever and capable and a true believer in the European project, but also a ruthless steamroller that will stop at nothing. He is likely to ensure considerable influence for his country in the new commission," end of quote. Juncker, a Luxembourger and a staunch federalist, is not favorable to Anglo-Saxons and has stated that, quote, "any opponent of the coming European superstate was motivated by petty, squalid, and immoral interests, deaf to historic destiny," end quote, from The Telegraph, June 22, 2014. In a recent historic move, a German army general, Marcus Laubenthal, former commander of Germany's 12th Panzer Brigade, was named chief of staff of U.S. Army Europe, the first non-American ever named to that post. That's from "German officer to serve as U.S. Army Europe's chief of staff," armytimes.com, July 31, 2014. The growing preeminence of Germans in top jobs in the EU and other organizations in Europe is becoming, quote, "a source of concern to other governments," end quote. From Juncker's steamroller, sidekick flattens UK hopes to top EU job, The Times, July 6, 2014. The Queen of Europe. However, the most visible and influential German in Europe today is Angela Merkel. The German chancellor has been called Europe's most impressive politician, the uncrowned Queen of Europe, and even the most powerful woman in the world. Merkel is viewed as, quote, "a political mastermind of extraordinary cunning, subtlety, and ambition," end quote, who, quote, "using the European Union as her vehicle, has succeeded where Bismarck, Kaiser Wilhelm II, and Hitler failed, turning an entire continent into a greater German empire," end quote. from dailymail.co.uk/debate/article-2311874, April 19, 2013. As the head of the biggest economy in Europe and the fourth biggest economy in the world, quote, Angela Merkel has made Germany the undisputed master of Europe and, quote, with a cunning worthy of Machiavelli, Germany's chancellor has seized the opportunity that presented itself to her to restructure power relations in Europe, end quote. Since Germany, quote, is providing the financial safety for the whole Eurozone, no one is going to argue with them running everything because the Germans now own Europe, end quote. That's from Deutschland über alles, We Are All Germans Now, independent.ie, August 8, 2011. Merkel and her allies are determined to push and prod European nations toward a United States of Europe because, quote, as the Eurozone's biggest creditor, Germany has the most to lose if the euro collapses and Germany will be held responsible, end of quote. From The Reluctant Hegemon, The Economist, June 15, 2013. Observers have noted that Merkel is planning to hand over her office's chancellor to a successor who will encourage Germany to play a more assertive role on the world stage. At that point, Merkel could move on to be crowned as the president of a united Europe. That's from Why Queen Angela Makes Europe Dance to Merkel's Tune, telegraph.co.uk, July 16, 2014. Germany in Prophecy. What will Germany's role be in the last years just ahead? The prophet Jeremiah indicates that the Israelite nations, America and the British descended peoples, and the peoples of northwestern Europe will experience a time of Jacob's trouble in the latter days because they have turned away from God. Study Jeremiah, the 30th chapter, verses 1 through 3, and also verses 14 and 15. The prophets Isaiah and Hosea record that God will use Assyria to correct and punish the backsliding Israelite nations. It's in Isaiah 10, verses 5 through 10, Hosea 5, verse 5, and 11, verse 5. The biblical nation of Assyria is identified in end-time prophecy as the modern nation of Germany. See Resurgent Germany, Fourth Reich, Tomorrow's World, September-October 2007. The rise of Germany to a position of dominance in Europe, where nations that once dominated the world stage have been preparing to become a counterbalance to America and the Anglo-Saxon world, is prophetically significant. You need to watch these developments in Europe as end-time Bible prophecies reveal, and the words of the German national anthem proclaims, Germany, Germany, above all in the world. Signed, Douglas S. Winnell. To learn more about this very interesting subject, request our free booklet, The Beast of Revelation. This booklet's available on our website at tomorrowsworld.org and is also available, always free of charge, on audio CD.